If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this last Sunday of May in the year 1976, we're glad to report to you that we have experienced the greatest May in the history of Worth Baptist Church. God has blessed us in a very remarkable way during the month of preparation. We have been preparing during the month of May for a tremendous outreach in the city and around the world during our summer revival season. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we are praying and asking God during our bicentennial year to send a great awakening to America. We believe Fort Worth would be the place for that to begin. So we want to call on you in these closing days of May to pray that God will send the spiritual refreshing, the spiritual renewal, the spiritual awakening, the spiritual revival that we believe America needs during these days. There are many perplexing problems facing us as Americans in this year. Many decisions must be made in government, in religion, in education, in business, in commerce, in every area of our lives. We face decisions that we must have the help of God to make. We believe God wants to do something for America. We believe God wants to revive His people. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 at verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We believe that God wants to heal America. America is sick. We are sick financially, economically, socially, morally, politically, religiously. America is a sick nation. We believe God has the healing power in sending a revival to our land. We ask you then to join with us in prayer during the days of the summer that we might experience that spiritual awakening. Again, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We would like to take a moment to invite you to attend our services today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age, and every grade level. The textbook of our Sunday school is the Bible, and we are currently in a series of studies in the book of the Revelation. We believe you would enjoy our services today. The morning worship hour, 11, the evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs, and we trust that you'll come and visit with us today. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the very near future, we're looking forward to the beginning of our construction of a new building on our 14-acre tract adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. We covet your prayers as we move in that direction. In the meanwhile, at our present address, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we would be happy to have you and your family visit with us today. I have two special announcements that I want to make to you. One concerns next Sunday, 1 week from today. Sunday, June the 6th, is Revival Rally Day here at Worth Baptist Church. This will be the beginning of our summer revival season. We invite you to visit with us and to pray with us that revival will be ours, not only in our church, but in the city and across the nation and around the world. Remember, that's 1 week from today, Sunday, June the 6th, Revival Rally Day at Worth Baptist Church. And then on Sunday, July 4th, will be our God and Country Day. And we're privileged to have with us as our guest soloist on that day, Mrs. Barbara Law. We will also have Mr. John Nyland, a former player with the Dallas Cowboys. He will be giving his testimony of what Jesus Christ means to him. That's on God and Country Day, Sunday, July 4th. Our Sunday School Enlargement Program for the summer begins on Sunday, June the 6th, and continues through Sunday, July 4th. Our week of prayer will be Sunday, June the 27th, through Sunday, July 4th. All of these special services, we believe, would have something for you and for your family, as well as our regular services today. So we invite you to visit Worth Baptist Church today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you by mail this week. Remember those special announcements 1 week from today, Sunday, June the 6th, our Revival Rally Day, and Sunday, July 4th, our Bicentennial God and Country Day. The summer season will be an outstanding time with us, as many souls, we believe, will be coming to know Christ and many people added to our church. We admonish you to pray with us during these days for summer revival in the city of Fort Worth and all across America. And don't forget, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Write a card or a letter to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ Our Example. I shall read from the Gospel according to John chapter 13 at verse 12. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Thee we come in this hour, thanking Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel. We thank Thee for this radio station. We thank Thee for every listener. And we pray today that the Holy Spirit would direct the message to every heart, especially for those who are lost, for those who are confused, and for those who are despondent and discouraged, for our aging friends, our senior citizens, our shut-in friends. I pray today that this broadcast would be a special blessing to them. And may the Holy Spirit use every word of the message to bring a blessing to every listener, is our prayer, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, at verse 12, I read, So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I would direct your attention for a moment back to what Jesus said concerning his being an example. He said to them in verse 15, I have given you an example. My message is entitled, Jesus Christ, Our Example. Now the scene here is in the upper room where our Lord Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and gave to them a tremendous example. We might observe that Jesus Christ is an example to the rich. I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 at verse 9, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who being rich yet became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Jesus Christ is an example to the poor. In Matthew chapter 8 at verse 20 we read, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Yes, Jesus identified with the rich and with the poor, and Jesus is an example to both. Not only that, but Jesus is an example to those who are oppressed. I read in Isaiah 53 at verse 7, He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Jesus Christ is an example to teachers. In Matthew 7:29 it is written, He taught as one having authority. And then Jesus Christ is an example to children. In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2 at verse 51, we read, And he went down to Nazareth and was subject to his parents. That is, he was in subjection to Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his foster father. Jesus Christ, then, is an example to all people, in all ages, of all races, of all persuasions. He is God's great example to you today. Let us observe four things that characterize Jesus Christ as our blessed example for today. In the first place, as our example, Jesus Christ always thought of others. Some people think only of themselves. This is the prayer of a lot of people. Lord, bless me, my four, and no more. My friend, the person who always thinks of himself is most miserable. He who is in love with himself has very little competition, and the man who is wrapped up in himself makes a mighty small package. Our Lord Jesus did not think of himself. As our example, he always thought of other people. He thought of those who were blind and crippled and oppressed. He thought of those who were hungry and destitute and naked. He thought of those who were in trouble and who were discouraged and who were despondent and in despair. Our Lord Jesus Christ thought of others all the time. Everything that Jesus Christ did, he did for other people. It is written in Acts chapter 10 at verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The entire lifetime and ministry of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was spent doing things for others. Let me ask you a question. Who are you thinking about today? Who's on your mind? Are you thinking about self and how terrible your lot in life is and how bad you have it and how pitiful you are? Well, my friend, look around. You'll find someone in much more need than you are, in much greater need than you are today. I repeat, Jesus Christ is our example in thinking of other people. Let's for a moment contrast the attitude of Christ to that of Satan. Satan said, I will. Jesus said, thy will. Satan said, I will lift up my throne. I will be exalted above the heavens. I will put my throne upon the throne of God, even above the throne of God. Satan said, I will. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed, thy will. Now let me ask you, which are you saying? Are you saying, I will do what I want to do? I will go where I want to go? I will spend my time and energy and money as I want to spend it? Or are you saying, thy will, O God, be done. Not my will, not I, but thy will. I repeat, if Jesus Christ is in your heart and in your life, and he's the Lord and Master, you're saying to him, thy will. And when you say, thy will, you follow Christ. You pattern your life after Christ. But when you say, I will, you pattern your life after Satan. Because Satan said, I will. When we think of others, three things will be true. First, we will prefer one another. Paul said in Romans 12:10, in honor preferring one another. It means, secondly, that we will edify, that is, build up one another. It is written in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Paul said, edify one another. It means in the third place that we will bear one another's burdens. It is written in Galatians chapter 6 at verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Yes, my friend, Jesus Christ sets the example for us in that he always thought of others. In the second place, he is our example because he served others. In Matthew 20 and verse 28 we read, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. In the upper room, our Lord Jesus put himself in the role of a servant and washed his disciples' feet. A servant is one who serves. A servant has one burning desire, and that desire is to serve and obey and please his master. A servant does not give orders. A servant takes orders. Did you ever hear anyone say, nobody is going to tell me what to do? My friend, that's an ugly spirit. That is the spirit of Antichrist, not of Christ. It is not the spirit and will of Christ that we would do that. Jesus said, I've not come to do my will, but I've come to do the will of him that sent me. My friend, if you love Jesus Christ, you will want to serve Him, obey Him, and do His will. If you love Jesus and consider yourself His servant, you will go beyond the call of duty. Jesus said in Luke 17:10, "After you have done all that which is commanded you, you are yet unprofitable servants." In other words, my friend, if you're doing only what's been commanded that you do, you're an unprofitable servant. It is not until you've gone beyond the call of duty that you become profitable to Jesus Christ, your Master. Many people love the Lord in abstract. They sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," and yet they never do anything for Him. If you love Him, my friend, you'll be serving Him today. To know Him is to love Him. To love Him is to trust Him. To trust Him is to abide in Him. To abide in Him is to obey Him. And to obey Him is to serve Him. Jesus said, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." The poet said, "Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel and pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true, and know that all I do for You must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep, and all in vain may efforts be to rise again, unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done, and my new work in heaven's begun, may I forget the crown I've won, while thinking still of others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live for Thee." In the third place, as our example, Jesus Christ sacrificed for others. You see, service and sacrifice go together. Many people, some of you listening to me right now, you're willing to serve as long as it doesn't cost you anything. But my friend, all blessings involve sacrifice. Take, for example, childbirth. The mother travails in pain and makes a tremendous sacrifice in order to deliver the child. But once the child is delivered, there is a great blessing to her and her husband. So in every blessing, connected with every great blessing, there is a sacrifice. I read about a sign in a window of a specialty store that specialized in religious trinkets. And the sign read, "Cheap crosses." Oh, my friend, there is no such thing as a cheap cross. Jesus said, "If any man follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus bore the cross to Calvary. It was not a cheap cross. It cost God the best that He had. In fact, it cost God everything that He had to give His Son upon the cross to die for you and for your sins. Do you know why communism is so successful in our world today? The leaders never ask their members to do a little job. They always challenge them to do a big job. And many times we preachers ask our members to do a little something for Christ or a little something for the church or a little something for worldwide missions. No, you and I need to do a big job for Jesus. And if for some reason you can't do anything big, for God's sake, do something little in a big way for Jesus Christ. You see, my friend, a religion that does nothing, gives nothing, sacrifices nothing, and costs nothing is worth nothing. My friend, Jesus sets the example for us in that He sacrificed for others, in that He served others, in that He thought of others. Then in the fourth place, He is our example in that He glorified God. Now, there are two questions you should ask yourself about everything you do, everything you say, and everything you think. The first question is this: is it God's will? The second question is this: does it glorify Jesus Christ? Now, let me say to you, if it does not glorify Jesus Christ, if whatever you're going to do today does not glorify Jesus Christ, it is not God's will. And if it is not God's will, it will not glorify Jesus Christ. It's that simple. Is what you're going to do today in the will of God for your life? And does it glorify Jesus Christ? If not, my friend, you should refrain from doing it. Paul said, whatever you do, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. I have this footnote and I shall be through. You and I are examples too. And the life we live will influence others for good or for bad. Remember, Christ is our example. We should follow Him. By the way, did you know that you're writing a gospel in your own life? The poet put it this way. You are writing a gospel, a chapter, each day, by the deeds you do and by the things you say. Men read what you write, whether faithful or true. Just what is the gospel according to you? As we leave the broadcast today, we take this opportunity once again to invite you to come and share with us in all the services at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbaugus Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well, and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.